is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Yes, now you can't be biased when you hear who is in the Judgment Zone. Or can you?
No, you can't be biased.
Judge Spisano can't be biased.
We can be. We're the
prosecution and defense.
A widow, older lady, is in the Judgment Zone this morning.
Okay.
Her husband passed away. The neighbor offered to snowblow her driveway for her, to clear her driveway. And he did it throughout the winter. This is a cold case, you said, right?
Yeah, this actually was a story of mine from growing up. He was a kid, too, that should be mentioned. He's a kid.
Okay. So he would clear her driveway, but the snowblower, her husband, her deceased husband's snowblower, broke down. She came right out of the house, demanded him to pay for the repair or even replace it. She jerker justified.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
That's good. Right in the middle.
Yeah. Is she a jerk or justified for demanding for this kid to pay for the repair or even replace it?
Oh, man.
What? What's the problem?
She's a 70-year-old lady, you said?
I'll let you go first, only because I've had the same opinion since, I don't know, like 1999 when this happened. So before revealing mine, because I've been building this case for for 20 years now. So I'll let you go first.
The DNA is almost expired on this one. Sandy, is this old lady, this widow, a jerk or justified?
This is tough. I called the judge a jerk. I called the police officer a jerk. Now I'm about to call an old lady a jerk.
Unbelievable.
I think she's being a jerk. She really is. Someone does you a favor, is doing a favor for you. Mm-hmm. You would hope that the family just takes it upon themselves and helps you out and gets you a new snowblower, but you can't demand it.
It's exactly what my mom used to say whenever we brought this up, and I always disagreed with her. Always. It's justified. You break it, you buy it. It's that simple.
Can you prove that the kid broke it, or was it on its last leg already?
While he was using it, it broke.
He wasn't doing like...
Could be on its last leg already.
He wasn't like going off ramps with it and stuff, right?
No, I honestly never found out why it broke, if it was doing something wrong, but he would go clear this lady's driveway with this snowblower multiple times. I mean, he did it for 2 seasons or something like that.
Yeah, see? He knew what he was doing. It was probably on its last leg. You can't.
Doesn't matter.
It's a kid. A kid's trying to do you a favor,
little
lady.
So how is she supposed to get a new snowblower? It would have never broke if he wasn't using it.
I am sure the kid's family would have helped her out, but to demand it, if somebody uses something that you own, you're lending it to them, and yes, you hope that they don't break it, but if they do, it's very jerky demand.
What if this was the last memory she had of her deceased husband? Came out there using that exact snowblower.
Well, she can still have the snowblower in the garage, and she can still look at it.
Wow.
All right, what do you say? You're the jury. 222 Buzz. Sandy, you say jerk. Kanye says justified. What do you say? Let's take the call. Hi to Buzz. You're on the Judgment Zone and your first juror of the day. Go ahead.
I was waiting. She's a jerk. Jerk, 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 jerk.
Old woman who just lost her husband.
If it was something so special, maybe she should have kept it in her bedroom.
You want to put a blower in her bedroom?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Was he doing his own driveway or hers?
Hers.
Exactly. She's a jerk.
Wow. Woman. God rest her soul, probably.
I don't care how old she is. Jerk.
Some little ladies are grouchy old ladies. I've worked at a nursing home before. I volunteered there.
Oh, and the foul mouths they have?
Oh, the men are worse. But there's a few little old ladies.
Unbelievable.
222 Buzz is the number. Your calls are coming in. You're on the jury.
The only thing that's cold about this case is the snow. This is a slam dunk.
Oh, really?
Jerk.
Oh.
You're calling this old woman a jerk?
I am.
Wow, you better go to church on Sunday, mister.
I will be.
He does. Thank you. Hi to Buzz, jerk justified.
Oh, please, I have a mother-in-law like that myself. Definitely, sir. Oh. And Kanye, what is she a memory from? the device that actually killed her husband, probably in the first place.
Wait a minute. Now, I appreciate...
Did anybody screen this guy? He's obviously biased.
I was just going to say, I appreciate your vote because you're on my side, but yet I feel like this is just your reason, your way of saying and calling your mother-in-law a jerk.
Well, I'm sorry. She doesn't listen.
Are you going to see her next Thursday?
Jerk? Yeah, me.
Okay.
unfortunately, not.
Thanks for the call, man. All right. Hi, the buzz, jerk, or justified?
Oh, my God. A total jerk. Oh. Tanya, you are so crazy. This little lady has lost her husband 2 years ago. She is not grieving widow. She's taking advantage of a young man across the street who's nice enough to come over and snowblow her driveway on a continual basis 2 years later. And the snowblower is shot. You know, she's absolutely right. The snowblower's on its last leg. It's been used for how many years? How old is this snowblower? Are you crazy? My son has done the same thing for a neighbor of ours. She not only lets him use the snowblower, she pays him. Does this kid get paid? Does he have an income to buy a snowblower? You are losing your mind, buddy.
So you sound like you're on the fence, so I'm going to try to put you over to my side. This kid has his whole life to make money. What's?
Oh my God! He's got his whole life. He's got to start somehow.
It teaches him a lesson to take care of other people's stuff.
And he is taking care of it. You didn't even say that he got paid. Let's say he didn't get paid. He's still taking care of this woman. How nice of this young man! He could be inside playing video games. No, he is out there snowblowing this older woman's driveway, getting nothing in return but the warmth in his heart.
So I'm trying to figure out what your vote, jerk or justified.
Everyone is angry because of the snow. You're a very passionate jury today.
Jerk, 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 jerk.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, DeFuzz. The old lady, the widow, the kid across the street used her husband's snowblower to clear her driveway, but it broke down, and then she demanded him to pay for it or replace it. Is she jerk or justified?
I think she's a jerk. It doesn't say if the young man charged for his services or in the end of the story if he actually paid for the snowblower repairs, but I think she was getting a free ride all this time for her driveway being plowed out. I don't think she should demand payment.
Let's all take a nice trip to summertime, right? That's what we need right now. Okay. Imagine I come over. Yeah, right. I come over to your house. I don't know if you have a pool, but imagine if you do, if you don't. And I go, can I clean your pool? And you go, sure. And I go to clean it. And the end of the pole, bam, through the liner. The whole thing floods the backyard. You're not going to hold me accountable for that?
No.
Wow.
I'm actually plowing right now, and if I lent my truck to somebody and he smashed it up, well, you know, that's my fault for letting him do it instead of me.
There you go.
Dang.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Too. Have a great weekend. Thanks for plowing. Right. See you. Hi, the buzz, jerk or justified?
It's definitely jerk. I got a question for Tanya.
Here we go. Yes.
If this was your son and you had to come out of pocket for it, would you still say justified?
If he broke it, it would be hard for me not to say, yeah, we have to buy it. You break it, you buy it. This is why you don't do nice things for people, son. That's what I would say.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's doing her a favor. I mean, he's doing it for free, right?
I know, but that's like saying, hey, let me park your car. It's snowing today. Let me park your car for you. And you go, oh, thank you. And I go and I take a left and bam, I smash into a fire hydrant. You're not going to hold me accountable?
Well, that's entirely different because the car is way more expensive. A snowblower, I mean, he used it for 2 years. It's not, like you said, it could be on its last leg.
All right.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I needed this victory, and I love you,
it's
jurors.
Not over yet.
No, it's over.
It's not over till it's over.
This is going to be a great court case if we could finish it with a slam dunk victory.
There has not been one caller that says justified.
Right.
Do you want to?
Yet.
Okay.
What are you going to say to get any juror on your side?
Think of the old lady in your life. Think of your mother or maybe.
That one dude was thinking of the old lady in his life.
Not your mother-in-law. Think of your mother. Maybe before she passed away, if you lost your mother like I did. And think about her losing something so important and sentimental to her because the neighborhood kid wanted all the attention, wanted to pretend to be a good person. Think
pretend
about that.
Pretend to be a good person.
Hey, this is my
sorry.
Reach, okay?
I'm sorry.
Here's what's going to happen.
I'm sorry.
We're going to take the next calls, all right? If the next call is jerk, then it's over with. If it's justified, you've got one more life to go to the next call. Okay?
Let's do it. I'm confident. These people, don't let the snow and the cold freeze your heart.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Here we go.
She's a jerk. And Kanye, if at any point in time you want to come clean a pool for 2 years and then break the liner, I'm fine with that. Jerk.